Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonsalves lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case, as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast. In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested three times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Clark Walton. He's the principal at Forensic Cybersecurity Expert Reliance Forensics. And we're talking about the digital forensic evidence that has been continuing to pour in the case of Brian Koberger, the accusations against him. Just the other week, a trove of more than 100 companies getting warrants for information regarding the footprint that he may have left
with them in some way, shape, or form, or some of the victims as well. But Clark, what do you think we're going to find in that batch of information once it is revealed?
Well, I tell you what I tell all of our clients when they come and say, can you do X, Y, or Z? The answer is, it depends. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. Our devices, shifting from the other case 8 years forward now, our devices are constantly talking to the world when we're walking around. And when I say to the world, it may be to our mobile service provider. It may be to, think about all the apps just Google owns that people may have installed on their devices, Google and Gmail and YouTube and YouTube TV and the list goes on. So just one provider like that may have a substantial amount of information that, again, even if I pull a phone and extract it and I don't get data from a certain time period that I'm looking for, maybe I learned enough to know which providers I need to go talk to get some additional information and send a warrant out or something like that. In that particular case, I've seen some of the documentation that the allegations that the individual Kohlberger turned off his phone during certain periods of time and so forth. That's going to be an interesting thing to look at as well. If you piece together somebody's activity over a term of months or even a year, and you see that it would be very atypical for someone to have turned off their phone for a couple hours. I have to sort of remember myself to turn off my phone every once in a while.
Sure.
You kind of forget, like, wait a minute, this phone's been on for like 3 weeks straight. If it is found that occurred for some gap period of time, that's going to be, what's not there is important too. So I don't know, but I imagine there's going to be a large data set, for somebody. Let's assume somebody is an active user of their device and has all the social media accounts that people seem to have these days, which media indications are. Kohlberger had at least some of those. There's going to be a lot of data to comb through, potentially.
You'd be looking at a pattern, essentially, if his phone had turned off. I mean, we do know it turned off at the time of the murders. But it would be seeing does he every day or on a frequent basis turn his phone off at night when he goes to bed, right? Something of that nature. And if that's the only time that it's off or very rarely turned off, that in itself, not even the data, just the act of turning it off and registering as it not having a signal would be a pretty damning piece in itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's still circumstantial, but yeah, it's, coupled together with other things that we've seen in the media, it would be, an important thing that a prosecutor would certainly want to, highlight to a jury.
What other things have stood out to you personally in this case that look very interesting in terms of evidence or areas that we haven't heard about yet, that we haven't heard of what they found that you are interested in seeing what data exists?
So, one thing I'm interested to hear, I haven't admittedly seen every document that's coming across the wire on the matter, but one thing I'm interested to see come down is going to be, the type of work that I do every day. Some of that might be the cell tower analysis, and we've seen some of that come out in the preliminary court disclosures. But the analysis from, we know Kohlberger had a cell phone, right? Because we know it was being, their cell tower information. The forensics from his devices are going to be very interesting. I mean, think about all the other, I'm thinking of several other cases I've seen in the news recently where, it was very quickly determined that someone was a person of interest because of Google searches that those people had done, how to dispose of a body, how to poison someone without them.
Sure. Yeah. The Brian Walsh case. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have, I don't know that in this particular case, and there's been so much going on with so many different cases lately. Apologies if I missed something on this one, but I don't know that we've seen the true forensics on his device or devices yet. And to be fair, that takes time. Many public log, public, you know, forensic labs run on somewhat of a backlog as it is. But given the high profile nature of this case, you would think this would kind of shoot to the forefront of some of those priorities. And so if and when that stuff does come out, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what it shows.
And that may be information that is already gathered, but just not released yet, or not going to be released until the actual trial, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I would think and assume that his mobile device might be secured somewhere unless he took steps to dispose of it. And it may have already been, you know, looked at or extracted or who knows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that data, again, it takes time to process it. It takes time to look through it. There's so much data, even on one person's phone, iPhone these days, that I would anticipate they're going to be very careful about how they take the time to, you know, look through it, and certainly protect information that may, you know, be disclosed or need to be disclosed. Because what you don't want to do is have, you know, data released piecemeal and in some way that someone could argue is misleading, or there's going to be personal data on that device that, to be fair to him, probably has nothing to do with any of this. Mm-hmm. You know, things that you know, other people maybe have sent him, or data regarding his parents or other people that is private or protected in nature, and you don't want this. So you can't just release the whole dump of a device either. That's not going to help anybody.
Sure. I mean, anything like that can be taken out of context, just like one could take 7 words out of this conversation and say, look what they said, but without the context, right, you don't understand.
Right. You wouldn't do that, right?
I do it all the time, so you just wait. You're going to be saying crazy stuff by the time this thing airs. No, I'm kidding.
Great.
Now, in closing, really kind of off the topic of any of the cases we're discussing, it's something that's crossed my mind as this world continues to just get deeper and deeper with the abilities of what we can do to track and trace things as it evolves. I'm curious, in your industry, when you look to the future and you see, well, this is coming up down the road at some point, what are some of the other ways that maybe the public is not thinking of yet that will be very beneficial in the future to crime investigations in terms of data and tracking people beyond just our basic cell tower triangulation that we have right now and social media? Is there other things coming down the pike that you can see in the future that are going to be very interesting and beneficial for your field?
Yeah, it all comes back to what people are using at the moment. And so I've thought about this in the past. You know, if I had that kind of foresight, I would probably just go and invent the next thing people are going to use, right? And sell that to them instead of doing what I'm doing. But it all depends on and is dictated by what people are using. You know, we haven't seen too many cases, surprisingly. We've seen some, but not too many cases yet coming across, even with like TikTok, which is the last couple of years kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We have not seen very much yet in the way of, you know, if you've seen lately some of these images that are generated by AI, yep, what we'll call like deep fake type yep, images, I can foresee that being problematic, you know, in these types of investigations in the future. But, you know, what the next big thing is, I would look to, you know, what our teenagers are using now. It's probably what our adults are going to be using in a year or two. And mm-hmm, then it all sort of is going to flow from there. But I can't tell you what that's going to be. I mean, people still are not, I don't think, quite have their minds around, you know, all the smart devices we've got in our homes, thermostats and, you know, Amazon Alexas and all sorts of other things, Netflix accounts. I had a couple cases involving Netflix accounts where, you know, you can log in and see where people are watching from and what they're watching and when they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And thinking about when you're using these things in the house that are convenient for you, the tracks you're leaving behind that somebody could later take a look at and say, oh, well, you know, they were here, they were there, those types of things. I don't know what that's going to be a couple years from now, but, you know, it's going to continue to evolve. And I mean, our business has evolved over the last 10 years in terms of what we're responding to. And we got to show up every day expecting the next thing, not knowing what it is.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Clark Walton, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on and get your expertise in the world of digital forensics. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about, we have a phone number for that. You can call 24/7, 888-554-5537, or more conveniently remembered as 888-5-KILLER. Call it 24/7 and give us your thoughts and let us hear your voice on the stories we're covering for you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage wherever you are downloading podcasts. You can get an ad-free version of it through Apple Podcasts. Stay with us.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.